Anna Medeka was brought up in Zimbabwe and at 18 moved to Norfolk to develop her career as a performer of African music. When she later saw how badly her old school in Zimbabwe had deteriorated, she set up a charity to help. I met Anna in a busy country club outside Norwich and first asked her how the charity came about.
The charity was really set up on the back of 2001 when I attended a funeral in Zimbabwe. While I was there, her husband took me to see my old school. And I'm glad he did, because it kind of showed me how things had deteriorated. My idea was to approach big charities like Oxfam and other charities working on the ground in Africa and say, you know, what can they do? Personally, but you know, this is also personal to me. And basically what they were asking for was extra resources. And I then decided that I was going to do that bit. I was going to send them extra resources. And it so happened it was at the same time that the schools in the UK were merging primary schools and middle schools. They were taking away middle schools. So I think if my memory serves me right, that was around 2006. So there was a lot of stuff being thrown away, basically, educational equipment. So I decided if the stuff was going to be for free, my only hurdle was fundraising for the container to take the goods to Zimbabwe, which we fundraised quite successfully with my husband and three friends doing the three-pick challenge and also local people donating money. So we raised the £2,500, which was needed to take the container. I felt really good that I'd done something. Filled a container, 2.5 tons, and shipped to Zimbabwe. It arrived at the school in Zimbabwe, and it was a big moment for us. Spoke to the headmaster, and he thanked me for helping out. But he said, we've got an even major issue now because of HIV. A lot of parents have died, and their children are being looked after by grandparents, and grandparents are retired. They don't have money to send the kids to school. So although you've sent all this equipment, we don't have children at school, attending school. So again, you know, I questioned what I should do, and I decided to dedicate 10 children, and that was it. And the rest is history, really. We now have 64 children in 5 schools. We've built a high school. We are running a feeding program because of the drought for 350 children a day at Muda High School. The work has just started at Rugari Primary School to build an assembly point so that the 1,500 students there can take part in sports like volleyball, which they've been missing out, and other sports, and actually have an assembly on a dry ground that doesn't get affected by rain or dust when the children attend school. We're fundraising for sanitary products for high school girls. And, you know, when you go to Africa and you see those situations, it gets under your skin. You don't go and come back and live a normal life. It's a big part of my life, the charity. And the rewards are the letters that we get from the children telling us how their life is and how we're making a contribution to that.
Tell me about how you go about fundraising. You have a festival.
The festival was set up really with two aims. The first aim was to raise money for the orphans. That's how we pay the school fees. And the other reason was to bring the world to Middle Norfolk. So by bringing world music to a small, tiny village in rural Norfolk, we are exposing the audience that probably wouldn't normally have an opportunity to see the kind of musicians we bring: Indian music, African music, Japanese music, everything is there. We include the food. We then run the bar and the stores, and kind, generous donations which come from members of the public. From that, we raise enough money to pay for the children to attend school in Zimbabwe.
And just for anybody who doesn't know, where is Southborough?
Southborough is a tiny village just outside Hingham and very close to Durham.
And how long has the festival been going?
We're celebrating our 10th anniversary next year.
That's great.
It's done really well.
Fundraising is always a challenge, and especially when it's not local, and this is very much not local. What made you think that you could make a difference?
I don't think I woke up and thought I could make a difference, you know, but it's pretty much talking to individuals. When you talk to individuals, I'm amazed how many people have a passion for Africa, you know. How many people have been to Zimbabwe, follow politics, know what's happening on the ground, and want to do something. And that's got a big impact on how they influence people around themselves as well. They will go home, they want their children to know that how privileged they are. So as a family, they start sponsoring a child in Zimbabwe, because it's not just the individual anymore. It's a whole community. It's the whole family taking part, taking interest. So that's what motivates me.
This charity is a UK charity.
It is a UK charity. Yeah, we are registered in the UK.
And you've got a board of trustees.
We've
from
got a
the UK.
Board of amazing trustees. They are part of the vision, and they want to make a success of this.
And your patron is Alex Dunlop from the BBC?
Yes. I first met Alex Dunlop when St Andrew's Hall was celebrating 800 years. And we were invited to perform as part of the celebrations. And Alex was the reporter who was sent to cover the event. And he came and introduced himself. And I remember he walked in and he shook my hands and he says, you know, fellow countrymen, I know some words in Shona. And he proceeded to ask for milk in Shona, because that was one of the words that he knew. And just talking to him, I knew that, you know, we shared a strong bond. Although he's from a different Zimbabwe to mine, I grew up in the township. He went to Peterhouse School. And Alex is, you know, I'm very fortunate to have him as our patron. He's very, very dedicated, very passionate about the work that we do. Yeah, it's just good to have him on board, absolutely.
And do you have different projects?
Yes. Again, you know, when we first started, it was basically to pay school fees for the orphans. But we visit often. So in 2012, when we visited, we realized that Muda High School was very, very dangerous. The building was falling apart. It didn't have any windows. There was potholes on the floor in the class. The numbers of children attending high school had dropped down to 35 children. And we thought, you know, we need to do something to help. So we came back, started raising funds to build a high school. So to date, Muda High School has got 150 students. The feeding program, again, it was basically hearing stories of these children who have to walk 4 hours a day to just for a glimpse of education. And when they are hungry, faint. The teachers then have to give their lunch. So five primary schools in Norfolk raised the first £5,000 to make that possible. This term, that £5,000 ran out. So it ran out, but it had sustained two years and one term. So now we are hoping to start a sustainable program at the school. We're going to build a borehole so that they have access to water. We're going to raise enough money so that they can have the borehole built, because it's in a farming community. They can grow their own vegetables, rear their own chickens and things like that. So we need to find a sustainable way. So we're now raising the £7,000 that's needed to do that successfully.
Great. You do music workshops in schools across East Anglia?
Yes. Part of what I've done for the past 20 years of living in Norfolk is take music and my culture to young people who never would have probably even seen a black person, you know? And so I love workshops in primary schools. High schools is the same, because I think to myself, they are seeing Africa for the first time. And one day they will go to Africa, because a lady visited their school when they were in primary school, and there was drums, there was music, they learned to do this, they dressed up. But, you know, I always make sure that there is a strong message when I do my workshops, that they understand what Africa is like. Kind of giving the insight into a child is fascinating, and their questions are genuine, which I think we lose when we're older. We don't want to offend, we don't want to say the wrong thing, and our minds are made up by what we say, but a child will just ask you as it is. They want to know why my skin is different to them. They want to know why my hair is different. They are curious about what we eat. They want to try what we eat. And, you know, those are kind of genuine questions that deserves a genuine answer. They ask, are we poor in Africa? Some of them, they will hear adults speak, and you can tell that they've heard things that are not kind or not fair. And you correct that, you know. I feel it's my job to correct that and give a fair picture of what Africa is like.
I was speaking to Anu Mideka, who set up the Mideka Foundation charity. For more information, you can find the Mudeka Foundation, M-U-D-E-K-A, the Mudeka Foundation on Facebook.